Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're focusing on Gurudeva's Mambashum number 6, starting with a few short definitions. Simshum BC is feeling the actinic energy within the spine. Karayana is the current pink in color that flows downward, ending on the left side of the body. Pumche Udi is the current blue in color that flows upward, ending on the right side of the body. Then we have Gurudeva's commentary on the sixth Mambashum. You have read much in Saivite Hindu philosophy about the purified intellect, the intellect devoid of negative samskaras, energy channels within the brain which lead awareness into a multitude of diversions. The portrait Pumche Udi names the purified intellect free-flowing, sub-superconscious, sub-second world, fourth dimension of the mind. The purified intellect is a result of sadhana well performed and should come easily to you. Karayana is the name of the purified flow of emotion, unselfish giving, unattached love and caring for others. Karayana force and true Pumche Udi force, purified intellect unfettered by suppressions or repressions, delusions or subconscious ill feelings, lay the foundation most necessary for deeper meditation. You will notice that Karayana rests alone within this Mambashum, whereas Pumche Udi is attached to Simshum BC. The totality of superconsciousness resides within the action of Simshum BC, the home of Lord Skanda. In this Simshum BC Mambashum, we can clearly see that Karayana is the key to not only attaining the purified intellect of Pumche Udi, but to actually being Simshum BC. Here, Namutana, first inner light experience, is experienced. Nymph begins to flow in Insof and Kaif, and Im Kaif are the result. For Karayana to become you, or for you to become the state that this portrait names, your emotional actions in the sub-second world while asleep at night must be irreproachable. Your physical body should be made as supple as a willow branch through the daily, twice daily or thrice daily performance of banasana, hatha yoga. Kalibasa and much nikashum ushum nam are the greatest of aids in becoming Karayana, that deva-like state, that celestial second-world state that each Saivite works to attain. For how is it possible to attain to Pumche Udi, that crystal-clear intellect, while holding on to emotional conflicts of the past, the feelings of resika, a disturbance between people, and simrevi, a parting of friendship? Even during vigil and shumna'm, ni'imph will flow out of the si'imph contained area of awareness while meditating on the mambashum of the day. Si'imph will be explained a little later on. Again, it is through the transmuted force from Ratnamche Vum to Remche Nali. Once Remche Nali is stimulated, that the Omnia, personality becomes deva-like, and the state of Karayana is reached. The meditator then is well on his way to Vumche Udi and the full-time experience of Simshumbi Si, this Mambashum relates. It is possible to experience Namutana and then drop out of that state to Karayana and Vumche Udi, or become clouded by forces of the Dharma by not living a balanced life, or by picking up the emotions of others and feeling them as your own. Do not try to experience Namutana a second time to reacquire the clarity you once had. Simply seek for the full being of Simshumbi Si. Therefore, Simshumbi Si is the keynote not only to free-flowing awareness being maintained, but also for the inner light in the head to shine 24 hours a day, and for awareness to hover in insof within the Mambashum held steady by purified intellect and emotion, the result of sadhana well performed. Karayana is likened to the Ida force and Vumche Udi to the Pingala force. When these two pranas are purified of Sikam Chacha, Resika, and Simravi, then the Sushumna force, Simshumbi Si, is felt and lived in. Namutana is the first awakening of the Kundalini force, Ausisium, which, when lifted into Kamakada Isare Kamshuma Linga, the Sarasvara Chakra, Im Kaif, the self, is experienced, and after the experienced, realized. It is the type of experience that only after it has occurred does one realize it did occur. Such is the experience of the self. Let me comment on that. That's an interesting idea. The example I use to illustrate is if two people are standing next to a pond of water and they're playing a game of skipping rocks. So one has his back to the water and is far enough away that he can't hear if the rock is thrown or not. The other one either throws the rock or doesn't throw the rock. So then the person who wasn't looking turns around. How does he know if the rock was thrown? If there's ripples on the water, right? If there's no ripples on the water, the rock wasn't thrown. So by what happened afterwards, you can determine if something happened or not. So if the rock is thrown, there'll be ripples. If the rock is not thrown, there won't be any ripples. So that's the idea. That I'll read it again with that in mind. It is a type of experience that only after it has occurred does one realize it did occur. Such is the experience of self. Let us now look at the collage Si-Imph, which stands alone from the steps of the meditation. Si-Imph represents the purified state of emotion and intellect. When awareness is lodged in a Mambashum, only flowing in the prescribed areas, Ni-Imph is in a Si-Imph condition. So it's restricted to a certain area, certain mental area, Si-Imph. Si-Imph is a powerful mental state to be in. There is a certain feeling at times of being pressured or burdened or restricted. When this feeling occurs, you then know that you have moved from a Ni-Off-Sam state, restriction without a sense of being burdened, to the Si-Imph state, restriction with a sense of being burdened. This feeling of restricted awareness results from impure emotion and intellect. When you feel this way, know that you are not in Simshumbi Si, as Mambashum 6 indicates we should be, having attained to Karayana and Vumche Udi, purified emotion and intellect. Since Yumbisi, Kaif, Im Kaif is the path we are on, as indicated in this Mambashum. But until Karayana and Bhumche Udi have been attained, Simshumbisi will not be felt strongly enough as a total experience to produce Namutana. It is after Namutana that the light in the head marks the path clearly day and night, and Si'imph becomes a happy state, free from the poles of the first world. Then Kaif can be experienced for long periods of time, long enough perhaps that Im Kaif can be realized. Continue your meditation for the next half hour in the Si'imph that this Mambashum outlines, remembering as much as you can of what you have been reading about. Each time Ni'imph flows out of the Si'imph of this meditation into other portraits, monograms, collages, or Si-Kam-Cha-Cha, on the in-breath, gently pull it back into the Si'imph condition of the Mambashum. Of course, all of these Mambashum are Si'imph areas. For Shumna'im itself is a Si'imph condition, and the Mambashum is the square that holds Ni'imph, flowing awareness within it. Therefore, the sadhana of Shumna'im is to control Ni'imph through Kalibhasa, for breath awareness and willpower are all one and the same. This is why we perform Nadi Sodhana Pranayama prior to meditation upon the Mambashum. It's the cross breathing, and it's done first, because once you start the Mambashum, you don't move. So if you want to do Nadi Sodhana, you do it before you start. This is why we perform Nadi Sodhana Pranayama prior to meditation upon the Mambashum. Therefore, when Ni'imph flows out of the Mambashum, bring it back on the in-breath. If Ni'imph is unruly and continues to move out of the Si'imph, then after the in-breath, hold the breath. It is difficult for Ni'imph to move when the breath is held. Ni'imph then becomes M-Mimph, a state of awareness that remains stationary and focused. Study this out for yourself by reading this paragraph over several times and then practicing diligently the control of Ni'imph through the control of breath, through the use of your will. This is the practice to be performed within this Mambashum. Have a wonderful day.